America's oldest professional ballet company is turning 75 this year and turning San Francisco into the dance capital of the nation. San Francisco Ballet is marking this milestone by looking forward, presenting a new way of seeing ballet.
All right.
Okay, let's go from the beginning, please.
The dancers of the San Francisco Ballet have been especially busy over the past year. They were intensively rehearsing 10 new works for the New Works Festival, celebrating the company's 75th anniversary.
It was, for me, looking forward instead of looking back.
Helgi Thomason, SFB Artistic Director, says the festival, featuring new ballets in a variety of styles by local and international choreographers, went remarkably well.
These are all new works being created by someone like Mark Morris, Christopher Wheeldon, Paul Taylor, with names that are very well known, James Kudelka, Val Cannaparoli. So I wanted to really mix it up and see what all those different approaches would do for a ballet company. And it's been wonderful to see the results.
The results, says company executive director Glenn McCoy, met their expectations.
So far we've been very, very pleased with how it's been received. It's generated just the kind of debate we look for in terms of presenting new work. People have very strong opinions about the work, and we think that's exactly what ballet needs now.
The Diamond Jubilee, McCoy says, comes just when the company is at its best.
I'm happy to say that the company's never been in better shape in terms of the artistic product, but also in terms of the community support and the financial stability of the company.
Dancer Anthony Spaulding performed in 4 of the new works. He came to San Francisco from the Ballet Arizona company 2 years ago.
I just think have been a good team at the ballet. As long as everybody's doing their job and doing it precise, I think it will stay as it is now and it's still growing.
The long hours dancers put in training and performing inevitably lead to some stress. However, Spaulding says, the friendly relationship among the dancers and artistic director Helgi Thomason creates a pleasant atmosphere.
If I had a problem, I would go into his office and talk to him. He still communicates with me as like if he was my father and I was his son. So I think being a director of a ballet that is so big, well-known around the world, and still have the communication, I think it's really good.
Working with other talented dancers from around the world, he says, is another pleasant aspect of working with San Francisco Ballet.
I love it because you learn from different cultures. It's good to hear them speak their own language and also, like, go to their restaurants or, like, the clothing or just how they act in person.
Many foreign dancers have been hired since Thomason became the company's director more than 20 years ago. He says San Francisco Ballet has become a melting pot, just like the United States.
At that time, I needed dancers. The tendency for American dancer was to go to New York and have a career. So it was basically accidental that foreign dancers auditioned for me here, sent me videotape. I needed dancers, so I hired them. It was not particularly I was looking for that, but it just happened. What they bring is part of their heritage, how they have been trained, and I think in each one it's another ingredient into the company.
One of the company's newest soloists is Bangkok-born Nutnari Pipisuksan, known by her nickname, Omi.
I had seen Omi in Europe dancing on a performance, school performance, and I really thought she had a beautiful quality on stage, beautifully trained. I liked her dancing very much, so I invited her to come here and join the company, so here she is.
I'm just grateful to be here and be part of this amazing company.
Omi began ballet classes when she was 6 years old. To pursue her career as a ballerina, she left Thailand and went to England to study at the Royal Ballet School in London. In 2004, she joined San Francisco Ballet.
What makes the company so amazing and unique is that everybody has their own style. They offer different things. Everybody's not the same, because that's boring to watch, I feel.
San Francisco Ballet, America's oldest ballet company, will continue to grow and flourish nationally and internationally if artistic director Helgi Thomason has his way. He says by exploring neoclassic and new choreographers' works, he hopes to attract younger audiences and sustain the magic of ballet in the 21st century. I'm Faith Lapidus.
Good, everybody. Thank you. Very good.